This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Plans to build a wind farm in western Illinois were first announced more than 7 years ago. Construction has yet to begin, and that's led to some changes in the project. Canada-based Capital Power plans to build the Cardinal Point Wind Farm in northern McDonough County. Kim Pierce says it looks like construction will begin in early 2018. Pierce is executive director of the Macomb Area Economic Development Corporation. She says the developers spent the past few months renewing land leases for the project.
They're also hoping to bring on any of those landowners that have not wanted to renew. So they've been doing both, renewing those that are still active and then also soliciting participation from those that may have given up on the project since it has been going on for so many years. But we're confident in it.
Why, you refer to this, why has it taken so long to get to this point?
Well, there are some hoops they still have to jump through for permitting, some state studies that have to be done. I think there's some avian and bat studies that still have to go on, environmental concerns that all wind farms have to go through. So there are still some of those studies that have to be done before they can actually get the green light to go into construction. And the other thing is they do have to order those turbines. So they can take anywhere from 18 to 24 months. So as they continually work with the landowners, get those extensions on those leases, they are also working on the actual layout of what those turbines will look like in the horizon. So they're getting feedback from the landowners on what will work best for them in their farming operations and if those turbines will be in a lineal configuration or if they'll be more in a scatter pattern. Those are some of the things they're still working out. And then the other side of that is what generation of turbine they're going to actually purchase and put up. Kind of a funny thing is when I first started with this, they were talking about a generation of 1 megawatt or maybe a 1.5, which was just going to be huge. Well, now we have gone so many years that we're talking 2.5 megawatt and maybe a 3 megawatt turbine that will be up there, which basically means we've gone from over 200 turbines in this project to potentially less than 100 when it does finally go to construction.
If there are fewer turbines, does that have any sort of economic impact? Is it a lesser economic benefit?
I don't think so. Frankly, this whole project is still slated to create probably 200-some construction jobs as it's moving along through that phase. And then we're looking at potentially, I think, 10 to 12 full-time positions once it's operational. They do pay property tax on that plot of property with that enhancement, that assessed valuation of that turbine on there. It is a formula that's been dictated by the state. So I'm a little familiar with it. I don't know all of the intricacies of how it's computed. But if you have less number of turbines but bigger megawatt, is it a trade-off? I don't know that for sure. But believe me, the school district that's involved will see a considerable increase in their share of that property tax distribution.
And will this still go into multiple counties?
No. So, again, it's been 7-8 years since we've been working on this. It started out as Eco Energy, and it's gone from that to Element Power. And then the project was sold to where it's at now, which is Capital Power. So at the initial time this started, we were looking at a three-phase project, and it was going to be McDonough County, then go into Warren County or up to Warren County, and then over to Henderson. And what's happened as it's kind of evolved, if you will, and has ended up being Cardinal Point Wind with Element Power, it is McDonough County only, potentially a little bit into Warren. Don't know that that's going to happen. So it's definitely only one school district, though, and that would be West Prairie.
Kim Pierce is executive director of the Macomb Area Economic Development Corporation. Pierce says she is not frustrated that it's taking longer than hoped to begin construction of the Cardinal Point Wind Farm, She says she's worked just as long on other projects that have not come to fruition. She's confident the wind farm will be built, with construction now slated to start early in 2018. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.